Teddy, I don't know about you. Have you looked at your stocking yet this morning?
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Can't
you find it? No, maybe she hasn't done anything.
Hidden somewhere mysteriously this morning.
Yeah, that's the trouble. They do that. Well, I got a gift this morning. I wasn't expecting one, but it was from my wife, and it's something I'm going to find very, very useful. It's a book, and it's titled A Nearly Infallible History of Christianity. And it is a book talking about those in history over 2,000 years, people like saints. Oh, yes, you're in it. It says sinners as well. And you're in it, Jonathan. Well, Andrew said idiots, but you're not in it. No, don't put words into my mouth. Divinely inspired troublemakers. I think you fit that bill very nicely. So we'll look forward to me using this from time to time and regurgitating something in a sermon, so watch out. Well, we're going to ask, aren't we? We're going to ask the congregation, have they got anything? Did you bring anything? Have you brought anything? Yourself. Well, that can't be bad, can it? I'd be very lonely without you. You brought him as well. Hey? Yeah. Have you given me a tablet? Calm you down. Okay, lovely.
I have a new phone.
A new phone? Oh, have you rung anybody yet?
Oh, yes, I've had it for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you're right there. Yes, I'm going to say it's quite warm. It's been New York. Lovely. That's nice. Good. Anything? Oh, very nice. That must have cost the earth to somebody. Your boyfriend?
No. Okay. We got over here.
Oh, right.
Gingerbread man.
Oh, lovely.
It's not mine, it's Leo's.
The Leo.
It's
a
Leo.
We're
going to
have a lot of fun with that. Yes.
It's not edible though. It's not edible, is it? Yeah. Oh, I see, we've got Amy as well, have we? Right. It's not yours.
No.
That's why they all.
It's my baby, yeah.
I was going to say that's what everybody says, it's not mine, you know. Ah, lovely. Good. Right, Stephen. What about you? Anything?
I don't mind you.
You have no idea. Oh. All right, okay. Fine. What about you, people? June? Are you? Where?
You can't see gingerbread man.
Wait, who's got what?
A new bed.
A new bed.
Oh, that's
well, that can't be bad. Anything? Oh, you brought him along, have you?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I can see that.
I have two things.
Well, we know that.
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Look.
Oh, right. Let's have a look. I have to read it before I say anything because I know you. Oh no, not socks again. Well, listen, these are at least clean.
They are, for the moment.
Yeah, what's the other thing? Oh my, here we go. Are you ready for this? At least he hasn't got any matches. Way! Well done, boy. Thank you. What about you? You have not got
No.
Brenda's okay. A lice shampoo.
A what?
What do you make of that? Lice shampoo. 5 bottles of lice shampoo. Brenda.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Bridge of Hope from Cambodia.
Bridge of Hope, Cambodia.
Yeah.
This This gift helps the health, helps them to be able to concentrate better in class.
There we are.
If your child's not concentrated in class, it might be you need some lice shampoo.
Have we got anything?
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Oh, your poor soul.
Oh.
He's
been naughty, isn't he?
Has he been naughty, has he? Has he? That's not a surprise, is it? What have you, anybody up there? No, no gifts?
Not yet.
What a miserable, lot.
You can't just go out.
Okay.
There's a lot of us waiting expectantly, aren't there?
Something like that.
Yes, yes. Oh, now what have we got here? Awesome. Well, they're smashing, aren't they? Yeah. Nice boots here, Bert.
Boots?
Yes.
Well, they're made for walking, aren't they?
Made for walking. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice and comfortable this morning. Yeah? You're waiting for the snow now? Yeah? No, you're not.
I was just checking. What? What's her name? Rapunzel. Oh, that's why she's got long hair. Oh, look at that. Rapunzel. Have you got long hair? Well, you have a long hair. Oh, dear. Right. Well, enjoy that.
I wouldn't mind this little one as my gift.
No. I thought it did belong to you. Don't they belong to you, Peter? Do they not belong to you?
No.
Not family. I'm sorry. Okay.
We've got some more gifts over this side. What have we got?
Have you not brought anything? You want me to embarrass you?
Online. You haven't read it yet. We've got through it this morning.
Nice to see you anyway. Thank you for coming.
Some shoes. Smashing. Oh. You had to run fast in those.
Do you want to come out?
Can you run fast?
No.
You had to run fast in those.
Yeah. That's lovely, isn't it?
I'll tell you what.
Isn't that nice? Nice handbag. It actually, I think, goes very closely to her dress and her cardigan. It's very nice, that. Do I guess what's inside? Makeup, it feels like. No? Not makeup. Okay. What's inside? Your hat. Your hat. She's got a hat. Oh, right. The owl. Oh, okay. Good. Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing that. You're about to
interview.
Here we are. Here's the trouble. Here's the troublemakers. Look. All together with Father. You've not brought... Well, because you don't open them. Well, you don't give them, do you? It's a Ghanaian tradition. You don't give presents at Christmas. Is that right? You wish. Well, have a nice day, anyway.
No. I brought Molly.
You brought Molly. What more?
Nice dolly.
Oh, nice dolly. Hello. Do you want me to see it?
No. She wants you to see her dolly.
Right. What's his name? Name?
Dolly.
Dolly. What else? Does it do all these other things? Do you feed it here and other things happen?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Okay. Okay. Nice to see John. Nice to see John. He's holding on to his cough, but there we are. Do you mind you two not having a conversation?
Oh, we're having a chat, yeah.
I thought you were. You people got in. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this woman?
This is my mother.
Your mother. Are you coming?
It's my mother.
Are you coming to a wedding this year?
Oh, yes,
next year?
I am.
Are you?
Yes,
indeed. You've been invited.
Oh, I think
you must be
You've done that wrong.
We've got a mother-in-law here. We've got a real mother-in-law. Can I just show that? We've got a real mother-in-law. And she just discovered there's a wedding in the family. She hasn't got an invitation yet. Is that right? Oh, I don't know how you can do that. Right. Anything in it?
Another mother-in-law this side.
All right, another one. Don't look frightened. It's quite painless, you know.
We haven't opened anything.
You haven't? No, that's the way you get out of it. I'm going to catch you another year, okay? Anyway, nice to see you. You're all looking very nice. Except you, of course, but anyway. All right. A beard. You've done very well then.
Should have done or shouldn't have done.
Hello, hello. Nice to see you. Yes. Anything? No, you've not brought anything. You were here last year. You didn't bring anything, did you? Okay, then. Anything? A pair of socks. No, we couldn't find another fool. Nothing? Do you get anything yet? Oh, are they meanies? Oh. Okay, lovely. Let's go.
Yeah.
No. Where you are? I love it. Thank you. We're getting married, you know. At least we're in white.
Yes.
Well, that was lovely. Thank you very much for those who went to all the trouble to bring something or to wear the socks or the jumpers. But it's always nice to see these things. And to meet a wee baby, that's lovely on this special day. It's special. And I hope he doesn't cause you too many problems the rest of the day. But that's nice. Good.
The reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, found on page 75 in the New Testament section of the Church Bibles. Luke 2, the birth of Jesus. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
I gave an order of service to somebody this morning who would be taking part, and he said, "Oh, Bert, you've forgotten the sermon." As if I would. This isn't really a sermon, but it's just to reflect on what Christmas can mean for us. It's very often just means gifts for people. It seems to have been the subject on everyone's mind and tongue over what seems to have been 2 or 3 months. What do you want for Christmas? But here we are reminded of the question, not only what have we received, but what can we give? Well, this year I do feel particularly bad, literally, because I haven't been able to do any shopping because of my broken leg. That's my excuse anyway. And so Liz woke up this morning not to be arrayed by loads of gifts. She got nothing. Mind you, it means that I've saved a fortune. But I do feel a bit mean. She had bought me something, and I haven't got her anything at all. And I ought to have bought her something after all the care she's given to me over the last 5 weeks of my broken leg. If you think about it, this is the same when we think of God sending Jesus into the world to be so, we believe, our Savior. The one who indeed saves us, literally, from all the results of our selfishness, our self-centeredness, our continual falling short of what we could be. In other words, what the Bible calls is sin, missing the mark. Well, Jesus, in fact, was born into our world in order to stop these negatives, these minuses, these destructive forces from actually destroying us, weakening us, handicapping us, both now and eternally. And this is why we ought to feel sad, we maybe ought to feel embarrassed, ashamed, that to someone who has done so much for us, decided to risk everything to belong to this world of ours as a human being, that we haven't really bought him a gift. The big question is, what gift would Jesus really like? What gift would he truly treasure from us this Christmas? We're going to show you a video. Might give you a clue.
Our presentations, I say this publicly because it's a shame, that's a lovely video. And it reflects where ordinary human beings about their business are interrupted as their hands or their hearts are needed to rescue somebody from some difficulty in life. And of course, that's what perhaps we can be, the hands and the feet and the heart of Jesus here in our world today. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. And if I were a wise man, I would play my part. Yet what can I give him? I can give him my heart.